Part-time professors at Chicago's Roosevelt University are voting on a new union contract that includes major improvements in salary and working conditions. The Roosevelt Adjunct Faculty Organization, which represents 310 non-tenure-track professors, negotiated raises averaging 45% over the life of the three-year contract. The tentative agreement also includes provisions for payment for canceled classes, access to health insurance plans, and representation in the Faculty Senate. Liesl Arenick, the chair of the bargaining team, says that even though part-time faculty teach 60% of the classes at Roosevelt, they were earning poverty-level wages before they voted for the union.
Some people are what they call freeway flyers, or, where you teach all over your area and sort of cobble together a full-time job made of all these part-time teaching gigs around at the universities in your area.
The Roosevelt Adjunct Faculty Organization is affiliated with the Illinois Education Association. Arenick says that the professors began organizing in 1999 when they realized their problems weren't going to go away on their own. The stress of minimal job security, not feeling like they were part of the university community, and concern for students all contributed to an overwhelming victory for the union.
They might really like a professor and try to take a lot of classes from that person and would like to have a longer, you know, sort of mentoring relationship with them, and that's not possible for adjuncts to develop that with their students, and I think the students certainly lose out on that.
Roosevelt faculty were also motivated by the success of part-timers at Columbia College in Chicago, who won major job improvements in 1999 after they organized a union. Arenick says the organizing process was challenging, but well worth the effort.
We have seats on the Faculty Senate now. We are integrating ourselves into the university community in a way that adjuncts have just never had the opportunity to do. That we are, you know, now we have a collective voice, and I think a new element of respect.
Union members are voting on the contract with a mail-in ballot. Results of the vote will be known by the third week of June. For the Urbana Independent Media Center, I'm Peter Miller.